again.
No, I don't think that.
Linda's saying she would have a lunch now.
Pardon?
Linda would have a lunch now.
Linda's having a lunch now, is she? Well, we'll be having ours in a few minutes, won't we? Right, what have you got there, Tom?
It's a London train.
A London train, right. So I need to ask where it's going then.
London.
London, I was about to say, I need to ask where it's going. Obviously going to London, isn't it?
Mum?
Yes.
It doesn't park. You know, three other trains park near the station.
Yes.
You need to do a jump to get on this train.
Do you?
And it's miles away from the station.
Is it?
Yep. A bit.
That sounds a bit strange.
Yeah. What does?
I'm going to jump to get on the train. Do you mean if I want to catch the train, I've got to literally jump in the air to catch it?
Yeah. No, don't jump in the air. I mean, jump to get onto the steps to jump in.
Well, it just sounds a bit strange to me, Thomas, does that?
The London train's going in a minute. It's going now. Getting quick, the London train man's just about to put on the engine. The whistle's gonna go in a minute.
Is it? I'm struggling with all my cases.
What cases?
Well, if I'm catching the train to London.
Oh, yeah.
I must have luggage with me, mustn't I? Because I don't live in London, so I'm going to need something when I get there to wear.
Well, the whistle's going.
Well, I think I'm going to miss it, don't you?
No, but it was just another train's whistle. London train's going!
I'm just a bit worried about having to jump to catch it.
Oh, don't matter, this park's right next to the station.
Is it? What do you mean it pulls up alongside the platform?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's alright, isn't it?
Hurry up.
I've just got to put these things back.
Oh, I've ordered them.
This isn't a water gun.
What is it?
It's a bubble machine. Like a water gun, but it just
they're pants.
Oh, they're old underpants that I use.
Yeah.
Sometimes when I'm polishing shoes. Because when you're putting polish on shoes.
You could put that.
I don't want to put it as well, thank you. Right, come on, you go back to
the train. Okay.
When I'm putting polish on these shoes, I want old clocks because they're just not throwing away afterwards. And so it's quite a good idea to use old pants, Thomas. Did you know that?
Is the tape on?
I hope so, why?
I don't want it to call pants.
Oh, well, it's all right, we're all right, because we're talking about pants. We're not being rude, are we?
I'm glad we're not.
Because I found a cork here, Thomas.
Wow!
Didn't that feel good for mine?
That's a very old cork.
Is it? Have you know that?
Because it's very dirty.
Is it? Might not mean it's very old though, does it?
Yes, it does. It's dirty, it's been there a long time.
Is it? Well, do you not want it?
Yeah.
Oh, so if you don't want it, put it in rubbish bin. In fact, I think that's one I found outside. Did you know that?
No.
Have you dropped, have you taken one outside or dropped one?
Mine has dropped one. Are you coming to your train now?
I am, yes.
Mum, this could be your suitcase.
Thomas, when did the... Oh, I thought the rubbish man had been. I was just about to say, when did the rubbish man come? But they haven't been, have they? Mom, it's just that they've cleared them all.
This could be your suitcase.
It could, couldn't it? I like that for a suitcase, because it looks like it's got a lot of money in it, has it?
It's because I always been lots of clothes to fold it up like money.
Right, okay. We're using a till for the suitcase, aren't we? Do you know what I'm watching? I thought the bin men had collected all the bags.
Yeah.
Because the bags have moved from outside of the house, but they've just grabbed them at the other side of the road. Who's having a little look at all the bin bags?
I think it might be a naughty magpie.
Naughty magpie. And what happened last week to all... Do you remember all the bin bags near Jane's house?
I think so. Something went peck peck.
Something went peck peck and ripped out all the bin bags. Left an awful mess. I think actually it might have been the fox rather than the magpie, Thomas. Because of such a lot of damage, wasn't it? We watched magpies chomping away on the bin bags at the back of the house. You know where Battersby's live?
Mm.
But, I mean, those were just pecks in the bags. But outside Jane's house, absolutely everything had been uncovered from the bag, hadn't it?
Something must have thought.
Cousin?
They must have thought there might be a dog fast asleep in there. They might not want it.
Oh.
It could be dead.
Do you think a fox was looking for a dog fast asleep in the bin bag?
No, a cat.
Or a pussy cat. Well, I'd seem to think that somebody thrown something out like some chicken or tuna or something that they hadn't finished. And that would smell very, very attractive, wouldn't it, to a fox?
Mm.
Mr. Fox must have thought, lunchtime. Right, so getting back to this, where's my suitcase?
On the floor.
Right. Oh, here's the trailer. That's all right. It's not too far, is it? Right. Case in. I'm in. Oh, don't tell me nothing's going to happen now. I've rushed.
No.
What's happening to the train?
Guy's not blowing his whistle.
Why's that?
Because.
Is he waiting for other people?
Yes.
Oh, that's all right.
You're the first one into the train.
Oh, my, but you were rushing me. You were telling me to hurry, hurry.
But why? The guy's going to blow his whistle now.
Were you not telling other people to hurry, hurry?
Yes.
You were?
The flag's going up, comes the barrier.
Right, whoops.
And up, and away goes the train.
Is that the noise it makes?
Yeah. Oh, are you on?
Well, I've been on ages. I was the first passenger on, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes. I don't mess about. Oh, is this the dustbin man? No, it just sounded a little bit like him.
Look, Mum. Carriages are tossing and turning like this.
Oh, they are tossing and turning, aren't they? What's happening?
Train is just going round corners very fast.
Right. It's particularly the fast one, isn't it?
Is it London now?
Good heavens. Well, he must have been Zippy Thomas to have got to London so quickly, wasn't he?
Mm.
What do you think?
Yep.
Is that a zippy train?
Mm.
Right, and what's going to happen in London?
Not so much exciting things.
Not many exciting things, oh why?
Oh, they're expecting a fair tomorrow.
Oh, are they? Right, that was sort of fair.
It might be on Wednesday.
Oh, right. On Wednesday?
Mm.
And what sort of fair?
I don't know.
Will there be lots of rides and stalls?
Yep, Mum.
Mm-hmm.
Look, your suitcase is still on the train.
Oh, I need some assistance, I think. I've packed it so full. I wasn't sure what the weather was going to be like. I thought if it's cold and I just need a jumper, if it's wet, I'll need my wellies. If it's sunny, I'll need my sun hat. I've just brought everything.
No, we're not got any assistance. I will help you.
Will you help me? You'll be my assistant. You'll assist me.
Oh, on the platform now.
Oh, thank you very much. And then I can just get the trolley, can't I?
Yep.
And put the suitcase on the trolley and wheel it away, and that will be that.
Mm.
That's a very long train, but they usually are the London trains, aren't they?
Mm.
Now, is that supposed to be a trolley now to help me with my suitcase?
Yeah, I'm just getting it ready.
Thank you. Have you got a lift?
Pardon?
Have you got a lift at the station?
I don't know.
You don't know?
It's my first time I've been here.
Oh, is it? Oh, I see.
Mine.
Well, where do you normally go to?
I usually go to Policewood station.
To which station?
Policewood.
Policewood?
Policewood.
Policewood.
Priestwood.
Priestwood. All right, where's Priestwood?
Just down the lane.
Just down the lane? No, it sounds like a local station, that is it. Mm. Is it not a great big one like Piccadilly in Manchester?
Yeah.
All right, Priestwood. No, you don't do that at all. So where have you heard somebody say Priestwood? I've never heard of Priestwood.
I just made it up.
Did you? Well, that's a good made up name. What sort of people are in Priestwood?
Lots of people.
Is it a town or is it a country?
Town.
Town? A small town?
Mm.
It sounds...
Here's your luggage.
Oh, thank you so much.
Would you like a little tractor to pull it?
Because we, do you remember the last time we went to Piccadilly? We actually saw one of those, Thomas.
Mm.
We saw that lady with all the suitcases sitting in there, such a luggage cart. Do you remember? And the guard was pulling her along. I bet she was embarrassed, actually. She looked quite funny. But,
was the guard pulling? Not a tractor.
Oh, no, the guard wasn't pulling it. No, it was a little truck. The lady, the passenger, was sitting with the guard in the front, and she had all her suitcases in the back, and it was trundling along, and normally you just see a driver pulling a cart load of suitcases. Only this time he had a passenger as well, which I imagine the lady was very grateful because she didn't look as if she would be able to walk very far. And, you know, the poor guard on his own couldn't have carried all the suitcases, and she certainly couldn't carry them. So it was a very useful little thing, wasn't it?
Well, are you on?
I'm on.
Are your luggage on?
Luggage is on because you've helped me, thank you.
Are doors closed? No, free to go.
Oh, free to go, chuck, 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 chuck.
Where are you taking your luggage to?
Well, I'm going to a hotel, but this pussycat has to sleep outside in the path. Can you see?
Hiya.
My magpie's gone as well. Well, have I actually arrived in London?
Yeah.
Well, I thought I would stay in a hotel for a few days. I have actually booked a hotel, but I thought somebody told me I could get a taxi.
Just bring your... you get a taxi and I'll bring your luggage.
Right, okay.
You'll see my truck outside your house.
Because I don't think you can bring the railway truck on the road outside. I think you'd have...
Oh, yes, I can. My station's Piccadilly.
Oh, is it? There is a Piccadilly in London, isn't there?
Because I... It's the other Piccadilly.
All right. Well, there's Piccadilly in Manchester.
That's the one I use. So I can easily get you on the road. Vroom, vroom.
I have a time at Piccadilly in London, aren't I? Of course I've arrived in London.
Do you have?
Well... You see, if I hail a taxi, if I put my hand up and there's a taxi, then I'm sure all my luggage would go in the taxi and the taxi driver would take me to the hotel. And then when I got there, either the taxi driver would help me or the porter at the hotel would help.
Well, your luggage is at your house now.
But I thought I was going to London on holiday.
I mean your flat.
Your flat, my hotel?
Yep.
All right, well, you've been a very, very kind trainman. I've never come across such a helpful trainman before. No doubt you want a very big tip, do you?
I'm tipping into the house.
You're tipping into the house?
I mean the hotel.
I was meaning a tip. When you give somebody a tip, like a taxi driver or a porter, it's when you think, or a waiter, when you think they've done a really good job, when you think they've served you well, and you just give them a little bit extra money. You pay the bill, you pay whatever you owe them for the bill, and then you say, you've done a jolly good job, well done. You give them a little bit extra, and that's called giving them a tip. So I'm going to give you a tip, because I have never come across a worker who's worked so hard with my luggage before. Let me open my purse. Well, here we are, there's some money here. Hey, well, where's the £5 note?
Oh, thanks.
That's quite all right, but you've done a jolly good job. Do you do this for all your passengers?
Not often.
Not often?
No.
And what was so special about me that you thought you'd help me with mine?
Oh, I just thought I'd be kind to people.
You thought you'd be kind to people?
Mm.
Oh, that's nice. Has somebody been very kind to you?
Yes. Nope. this customer hearing that come on this hotel.
Oh, right.
The one with lots of luggage.
Oh, right. Well, I suppose the thing is, you've probably been kind to somebody once. And they've given you a very nice tip, and you thought, oh, that's much better than people being grumpy and not giving me any money, so I'll be kind to everybody. It works. It's like I say, Thomas, if you're pleasant to people, you're nice and kind and polite, they're the same back, aren't they, usually?
Yeah, usually.
Usually, not
so much. And then you saw something that you thought was incredible. A delivery truck.
I thought it was what? Incredible?
Yeah, incredible. Cause
incredible.
Because you saw, and it said, I'll drop your luggage off at your flat.
My goodness, that is incredible. When have you heard that word, incredible?
I just wanted to say it.
You wanted to say it, but you must have heard it's incredible. It's a very long word. It's a lovely word. Goodness, that's a loud delivery truck, isn't it? You think that's a very loud delivery truck?
Yeah, no, you saw your little van that topped in with the truck.
Yes.
And you said, bye-bye, van.
Bye-bye. Thank you so much for all your kindness. Have a nice day.
You have a nice tea.
A nice tea? Well, actually,
Cup of tea.
Mr. Delivery Man.
Yeah.
Seeing as you've worked so hard, would you like to join me for a cup of tea? I'll treat you to a nice cup of tea and a plate of biscuits in the hotel.
Okay, when shall I come round?
Well, you can come now, we'll order it. Shall we order it at reception?
Yeah.
That's the bell on reception. Ding ding!
Out, shall I bring my truck?
Well, I think you better park your truck up outside, don't you? I don't think you can drive your truck into the hotel.
Shall I bring my truck to drive in? Or shall I bring my special delivery van?
Special delivery van.
Okay.
It's a bit smaller, isn't it?
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
It's me, with my metal machine.
Your metal machine, huh? Yes, it's rather like a skip lorry, that dummy.
It's not a
skip lorry. No, I'm sure it isn't, no. Now, what's we doing with this nice special machine? What's...
The ton of cans on one when I'm even not in it.
Right.
Show us how you do it.
Oh. That's the telephone.
Down it comes. Oh, well, press, and now I'll pull this lever down.
Yes, and what would you be using that for today?
I'll just show you how to do it. I pull this down, and I pull that lever down, and then I do this.
Right, but what would you be using a truck like that for when you were at the station and then coming to a hotel with me to see?
That's why I carry lots and lots of luggage.
I see.
Like this big parcel here.
That is a big green parcel, isn't it? What's in that?
And I'm just going to somewhere else that's flat. I'll be just round in a minute.
Okay.
I'm just going to next door's flat. Looking for Mr. Peaside.
Right, okay. I bet Daddy's got all sorts of rubbish, hasn't he, luggage-wise?
Yes.
What's he got in his luggage?
Lots and lots and lots. Rubbish.
That's it.
Oh, bye bye.
I bet he's got computer equipment.
Yes, he has.
I thought so. I thought Daddy from Boss would go away on holiday for a few days without taking something. Oh dear.
Impossible.
It's impossible and incredible. My good words, Tom. Impossible and incredible.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Well, hope you have a nice time.
Thank you so much. Well, oh, you haven't had your tea.
Oh, yeah.
What? You forgot. Are you very thirsty or are you not too bad?
I am quite thirsty. I never have a break.
never had a break? No. It's so hard.
You usually have a sandwich.
Do you?
Only a sandwich.
Right, what do you usually have on your sandwich?
Cheese, pickle.
Right. Cheese and pickle.
And jam sandwiches.
Right.
More things than that.
Do you?
Just sandwiches.
Right. And do you like your sandwiches?
I don't know. Well, I never have a drink.
Don't you?
No.
Well, here we are. Look, we're in this nice hotel and here's a nice pot of tea. Shall I pour it?
Yes.
But this could be the tea pouring. Mm-hmm. Good old bead counter could be the tea.
Can I have one lot of sugar? Okay. And one lot of sugar.
That's right, the bead coaster can be the sugar and the milk as well.
And the coffee.
Yes.
That's going into my tea.
We're going to have some biscuits as well.
Yep. Can I have lots of biscuits?
Lots of biscuits.
Here's them. Yum yum.
We're getting a bit tangled up with our refreshment machine.
Get away, get away. Get away, I. My tea is running away.
Is it?
I put it into the slot, I did. No, my biscuits. My gorgeous biscuits are running away. Lock, 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 lock.
They're running away?
Running away.
Oh, running away.
Oh, no, they're running away again.
How can biscuits run away, Thomas?
They're rolling away.
Is it like the gingerbread man biscuit?
No, I dropped
it. You mean that sort of running away?
Yeah. I want a real biscuit.
Do you? I think we ought to just have some lunch, actually. It's getting to that time, isn't it?
Come
what
on.
What do you think? Can we have some lunch?
Yeah, come on.
Right, don't look, something's going through the letter box.
What is it?
It's a little envelope about cancer care, Marie Curie cancer care.
What is that?
Well, somebody who's poorly, darling, sometimes needs special nurses. Just one moment.
Can I open the middle? Hello.
Hello, Linda. Hello.
It is. It's beautiful.
Yes.
Somebody's covered the door.
Yes, okay. Bye-bye.
See you, son.
Look, I think it was actually Liam and his daddy who were delivering that leaflet. I just stuck my head out of the door. I think it was Liam and his daddy.
How did they get this?
Well, what happens, I mean, Mummy does it. You know when we occasionally collect for things? In envelopes. What you do is you pop an envelope through somebody's door and it tells you on it, look, it says it's for please help us to continue our work. Every penny you give to cancer care makes a difference. Help us to make the life of people living with cancer in the United Kingdom a little better. So what you do, you pop some money in there.
I didn't know it was a bag!
It's a envelope. We put money in, and then in a few days' time...
Yeah, that lady will get money.
Yes, I think it's Liam and his daddy, Steve, who are collecting it. They'll knock on the door and say, have you got your envelope? And we'll say yes and hand it back to them. And then they hand it in, and then this big charity gets lots of pennies, and it puts it to good use. And Mummy's friend's husband is very, very poor at the moment, and he's got special nurses coming to the house to help look after him. So it is quite important. And in fact, do you see this rose in this vase here?
Mm-hmm.
Does that look like a real rose?
No.
No, it's not a real rose, is it? Because it's got a pin on it. And look, what does that say? That came off the rose.
Dunno.
Cancer care appeal. That rose is the same. I bought that rose from somebody. And the money I put in their pot, it's going to be the same cause. It's going to help people who are really not very well. So that's worthwhile, isn't it? Right, lunchy, punchy time.
Let's punch!
For the delivery man.
the hotel worker, truck driver, the train driver. Gosh, you're a busy, busy boy. Don't jump on chairs.
Come on.
Don't cuddle with Mum. Oh, Thomas, don't do that. Gosh, have you lost weight?
You're
so fucking handy. I suppose it's because... Oh, no, hold on. You must put your arms around my neck, otherwise I'll drop you. No, what I mean is, I suppose it's because I haven't picked you up. You sort of jumped into my arms, but you don't feel that heavy.
Let's pick me up now.
Oh, no, that's probably what it is. I can't bend down to pick you up without... No, I'm frightened you're going to hurt my back. You're too heavy for that. I must kind of try to cuddle you. Oh, you're a bit dead weight. Otherwise, I know why you're so thin.
Why?
You haven't had your lunch. Come on. Right, what are you going to eat?
Crisps.
Crisps? No, I'm having crisps. Would you like some toast or something like
that? No, I'm crisps.
I've got quavers. Right, Thomas. Excuse me. Thomas. Now look. Put those back. Put those back. Pick those things up you've knocked on the floor and get your hands washed, please.
I want to put it here.
Come on, if it's on the fridge, Magnus, on the fridge, it's obviously something important we want to keep, isn't it? Right, come on to the sink and get your hands washed, please. What's
that
nice smell? I don't know.
I think we've had that to eat. The smell.
I can't smell anything. I smell the soap that you're washing your hands with. Give me a really good rinse in that water, please.
A really good rinse, is it?
There you are.
Must be black jam.
Black jam? Well, do you want toast with black jam or not?
Yes, and I like quavers too.
Quavers, or did you want those? What was the crisp? No, extra chicken.
The other crisp one.
Hula hoops?
Yeah.
Salt and vinegar hula hoops, is that what you'd like?
No, I would like those curly whirly things.
Quavers?
Yep. But you've not had these crisps before. Give them
one. Oh, look, there's Steve and Daddy going back now. So I think it must have been... not Steve and his daddy, Lily and his daddy. So I think it must have been them that delivered the envelope, don't you?
Not had these before.
Haven't you? Right, there's
a... There's little crisps that look like bones shaped.
Yeah. Sausage, would you like some sausage?
Yeah.
Hey, Mark, that's left for yesterday. Now, would you like toast, Thomas?
It looks like it's got nose.
It does, doesn't it? It's like a little creature. And he says sausage, saying hello. Coming out of the bowl.
Hello.
Would you like toast or would you just like bread? I'm going to have a sandwich.
Whatever.
No, don't say whatever. I'm asking you what you'd like.
Sandwich.
You'd like a sandwich? What would you like in a sandwich? Cheese?
What are you having in yours?
Well, I'm having a cheese sandwich, but you've got sausages. You can have a cheese sandwich if you like.
No, I want my cheese grated.
In a sandwich? Okay.
Do the grating good.
Okay. But you're the bossy now.
That is a suitcase.
A suitcase? That's my handbag. Just moved it from the table so that we can get lunch.
Pull to the top.
Oops.
Don't be sorry, Steve.
Well, he's doing under the chair, Tom.
Huh? Why just pour a bit of cheese and grape?
No. You can't let you use the grape again. It's too dangerous. If your fingers slip, you'll grate your finger. It's a job for a much bigger boy. Just even holding the grater, it's very sharp on that side. Can you watch the cheese going through the top? Look through the top.
I can't see. They're coming up.
No, don't do that.
You hold it.
But I can't grate without covering that.
I need to see the cheese go down.
Well, you can't. I don't think.
I see it from my
fingers. Can you see now? Yeah, through there. Is that better?
They look like wee-wee coming out.
This is it.
Or the pop.
Stop it.
Very lollies.
There's some good cheese. What was that Auntie Mabel program where they made soap? What did they call them, nuggets or noodles?
Noodles.
Because that looks a bit like noodles when cheese is grated. You can never think that they made soap out of. It was soap, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I've forgotten now what they grated, but they grated something, didn't they?
I want to grate this.
No. No, you don't touch the grated part. It's like a sharp knife. One of those things that you can't...
I won't let you touched it.
Well, all I can say is, when you chop your fingers off, and you won't receive any sympathy from me, you should be trying not to touch.
Well, Dad get sympathy.
No, Dad would be very, very cross because you've been told not to touch it. If you ever hold it there. There never would be fingers along there.
Why did you rub yours?
Didn't I just show you where not to run?
You put them so close to them, but you didn't touch it.
No, I wouldn't touch it, because if I had, I would have grated my fingers. If it's capable of grating things like hard carrot and hard pieces of cheese, Thomas, it would do lots of damage to your fingers, wouldn't it?
Where is the sausage?
You could, but I'm not going to, because I think it would be a bit messy, don't you?
They come all in halves.
Oh, try a bit. I don't know whether it would work. Let's just try it. It's a sausage. There you go, grate it up. Look, and the sausage crumbs. No, you've got to eat those now. That's too messy, isn't it? Sausage crumbs. Do you want me to put the sausage crumbs in your cheese sandwich?
Yes, please.
You've got a cheese and sausage crumb sandwich.
I like cheese and onion.
You can grate onion, that's a good thing to grate. We've tried grating sausage now and it wasn't a brilliant success, was it? So
no.
Probably never bother grating it again. It's only a tiny bit anyway. So the cheese sandwich probably...
If we grated all this.
Oh yes, if you grated all that, it would make quite a big pile of grated sausage. And then you could have a grated sausage sandwich. Can't say it. Would you like a drink, Thomas? Sorry?
Yes, please.
And then we can have some fruit for dessert, can't we? Where do you think Linda had been? She came back with some bags, didn't she? Are they shopping bags?
Yeah, I don't know.
I was having a cheese sandwich. In fact, I might have two cheese sandwiches. So I'm going to put some pickle in mine.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Very nice. I'll let you drink first.
I made the moon in the sky. I made the moon in the sky.
Yes, that's a lovely crescent-shaped sausage, isn't it? A good moon shape. How's your drink?
Right, now I want to sink.
A sink? Well, if you've eaten all your food, you might end up sinking to the bottom of the bath if you have that. Right, this is some pickle. It wasn't the pickle I was looking for. Did you?
Hope that's not poo.
Thomas, when you stop being naughty and rude, there's no need for it.
I might be pooting, that's all. Sure. Hope that didn't poo in the
bottle. If your daddy heard you saying that, what would happen to him?
Nothing.
Right.
excuse me.
I was very good toys shop and then Dad buy me all the toys in the world.
I don't think you'd go to a toy shop, I certainly don't think you'd buy all the toys in the world. Very cross with you. Right, shall I tell you what this pickle's made from?
Yeah.
Ingredients. Carrots.
Yum.
Cauliflower.
Yuck.
No, gherkins.
Yuck.
Marrows.
Yuck.
Not yuck. Onions.
Yuck.
Rutabaga, whatever that is.
Yuck.
I mean, it might be, I don't know what that is. Tomatoes.
Yuck.
Then it's got sugar, vinegar.
Yum.
Dates. Yum. You like dates? Salt.
Yum.
Apple.
Yum.
Lemon juice.
Yum.
And garlic extract.
Yum.
You like garlic, don't you? Garlic bread. Yum, 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 yum. All I can hear is you crunching on quavers. Quavers is a name for musical notes as well. Crotchets and quavers. So when you hear quavers, you can hear either you eating quavers or quavers being played on piano. Sun's come out again now.
Pardon?
The sun is out again. I thought it was going to rain before, did you?
Mm.
It was nice and then it went rather dull. Bird is still out.
Good.
What do you mean good?
I'm going to meow in. We're on lunch, so I don't need to let the cats out.
I should disturb you when you're having your lunch.
Mm.
Meow.
Yes.
Meow. She likes cheese. She would meow if she was here with cheese. I don't think she likes quavers, though, do you?
No.
I don't think so.
Let's test on the quaver. What quaver's made of?
No, no, shall I have a look at the list of ingredients? See, on the front of the packet is something like quavers. It tells you who makes them. And it gives you the name, quavers. The light potato snack, and then it gives you the flavour, which is cheese. And on the back, it gives you all sorts of information, like what's in them. Ingredients. Potato starch, vegetable oil, cheese powder. Oh, it's full of all sorts of stuff, Thomas. Rice flour, soya flour, salt, yeast, onion powder, pepper, wheat flour. To name just a few. It's probably not very good for you at all. I better test one. It tells you the other thing that these people make as well. French fries, those are nice. I love those French fries. They're like sticks. Very thin sticks. Monster Munch. What, Monster Munch? Don't think we have those.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, I don't know what Monster Munch are.
Crisps.
Well, are they like quavers?
No.
Do they look like monsters?
No.
Oh.
Monsters webbed feet.
Monsters webbed feet?
Mm.
Are you making that up?
No.
Sit still, David.
I'm gonna trial on 5 nick-a-nick.
Beg your pardon?
5 nick-a-nick-nick.
5 nick-a-nick-nick? What's 5 nick-a-nick-nick?
Knickers!
Tom, no.
Nick and a knicker, yeah. Nick and a knicker, yeah. I really sang it from the ceiling.
That's so brilliant. What are you
gonna say? Poos on me, saw the drinks.
What are you gonna say, Nick?
Poos on the floor. Who's on the floor? Who's
on the floor? Stop it, Thomas, please. I don't
remember. And one that came to to be clear, no knickers everywhere, Mum said. I do lots of poos.
I would look silly with nine lots of knickers on my head, wouldn't you? And then my bottom would get cold on my head. It's a silly thing to say.
And Thomas has lots and lots of trousers, yeah.
Remember that story about the train with the trousers on its funnel? Which story was that? Which train?
The controller's must have had pants on.
It was the park controller's trousers, but which was the engine, Gordon?
No, Percy.
I can't remember. One of the engines was a bit annoyed because... Well, not annoyed, because he just felt cold. He had a big funnel, didn't he? And in winter, he saw all the passengers waiting on the platform with scarves around their necks, and he thought, that's what I want, a scarf for my funnel. And he kept saying, I want a scarf. And one day, I don't know what happened, he was showing off a bit, wasn't he? I think he used to come to the station really quietly, didn't he? He didn't used to peep his whiskey, he used to come in very quietly, trying to surprise people. And one day he came in so quietly that the two guards didn't see him, and they were crossing the platform with, you know, like we've just been playing with your luggage card. Mm-hmm. And they were crossing, not the platform, the track, with a big luggage cart with everybody's suitcases on it. And the train came in so quietly, they didn't see him, he didn't see them. He couldn't stop in time, and he hit the trailer, and everybody's suitcases burst open, didn't they? And everything fell out. And somebody must have had some jam in the suitcase, because he had jam dripping down him. And the Fat Controller's suitcase burst open. The Fat Controller's trousers flew in the air and wrapped himself
out. But was he wearing them?
Well, no, he wasn't, though, because they were in his suitcase at the time. It was a suitcase the train hit. It didn't hit the Fat Controller, it hit his luggage. And suddenly the Fat Controller's trousers from his suitcase got wrapped around the funnel of the train. And then he realised that... He wished he didn't have something on his funnel because he felt really silly. The passengers were furious, the Fat Controller was furious, and the other trains laughed at him because he looked so silly, didn't he, wearing the Fat Controller's trousers around his funnel.
Wouldn't like a train to come in and burst my luggage, no, then had my pants all over.
Yeah, that's right. Not want all your dirty luggage. Well, not dirty luggage, dirty laundry. Excuse me, Thomas, what did you say?
He burped me.
Pardon?
I said I burped.
I know you burped. What did you say when you burped?
Burp!
Thomas, don't be naughty.
I wanted to see the cheese drop out.
Well, let's finish grating now. That's the last bit.
I just wanted to grate one more bit so I can see.
Right, don't touch it. You pop your hand. Well, I tell you what, you hold your hand flat on there. Hold it down really hard. Don't take it off. And don't touch any of the grater. Can you see?
Yeah. Yes. Do one more.
Don't do that. Is that exciting?
Yeah.
Watching cheese being grated. It's a great idea.
Yeah.
Great stuff.
I've had a bit.
Have you pinched some of my grated cheese?
Yeah.
I bet you won't want it in a minute because I'm going to put some more pickle on the bread and have a sandwich. You probably find you like it actually, can't you? Actually, no. The pickle's finished at the end of the jar. And I might as well use that little bit of chicken there, wouldn't I?
Mum?
It's Mummy's peach.
You just had hundreds. Of the cheese.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, that's very cheeky of him, isn't it?
Yeah.
I might just rip the bread trying to put some margarine on it. Tore a hole in the bread. So, probably all the cheese will end up falling through. Right, I had cheese and pickle on the last one, and now I've got cheese and chutney on this one. And I made this chutney, so I know that peaches went in it, and vinegar, and sugar, and dates, and sultanas, and raisins. There was nothing else, no fancy preservatives. preservatives or funny names or anything. And oh, it took ages to make. We had masses of peaches and masses of ingredients. That big pan we borrowed from Nana. And then by the time it had all cooked for as long as it had to and boiled down, mm-hmm. didn't make that many jars, did it? But it's lasted a long time. To make some more. I'll wait till the peaches are really cheap in the supermarkets and then I buy lots of punnets and do it then.
Bread's made of bones.
Bread's made of bones. Now I think it's telling you on the packet that the bread got calcium in it, and calcium is good for your bones. Calcium's a, you know, like you have vitamin tablets in the morning.
Yeah.
Well, calcium is something called a mineral. Vitamins and minerals are very good for you.
I'm scared of Linda.
Yeah.
I'm not scared of her now.
You're not? Why are you scared of Linda?
Because I knocked a flower off her.
You knocked a flower off?
No, not flower. Sour.
Sour?
I was carrying some sour in her hand and I dropped.
Understand.
Sometimes I don't understand grown-ups.
I know you don't, Thomas.
Really small?
Why? No. No.
And it breaks.
Why were you worried about Linda? Oh, there's onions in this chutney as well. I've just remembered because I've just seen some. The sandwich, the sandwich was deep. Why are you worried about Linda?
I didn't want to, Thomas.
Why are you worried about Linda?
I just wondered if she was grumpy. And then I sat down when I saw it.
Well, a few minutes ago, when I went to the door to see who put that envelope through, we saw Linda and she was very pleasant. Seemed comfy to me.
I was nervous. I didn't know. So the next time I see her, when I'm at the door, I'll stay there.
What have you done to Linda? Why should you be nervous of Linda? What have you done?
I don't know.
Did you do something over the garden wall?
No.
Have you thrown something from our side to next door?
No.
Have you said something rude?
No.
Oh, I can't think of any reason why you should be nervous of her, and she certainly didn't seem cross. Did she? Oh dear.
What?
I've just glanced at that orange light. It's having a disco.
No.
It's flashing on and off.
Another disco
is
happening.
I should have a breakdown over this equipment. Oh, it works when I look at it. Are you behaving, equipment? Look at it, behaving.
Good.
Oh, misbehaving.
I got
it. Oh, quick dustbin truck. Come quick, window.
That definitely is the dustbin truck. It is! We're going to shoot on. It'll be very cold.
Perhaps he spilt something down it. Do you think he's probably been lifting somebody's rubbish up and been something wet or horrible in it and it's lying down his front?
That's his t-shirt.
Oh, I thought for a moment they meant to leave that little beats back there. Bye-bye, can you see better from this side?
But that car's annoyed.
That car won't be able to pass there, will it? Because the dustbin lorry's blocking the road and it's on a bend. They're picking up outside of Susan's house now, aren't they? Oh gosh, the car's going to go for it. Jolly good. Well, possibly the dustbin man's told her that nothing's coming because he'd go up to see around the corner being so high up. Sounds like bottles being thrown in, doesn't it? Mm. Can you see the crusher?
That's so much rubbish.
And they actually didn't stack it up outside of our house, did they? They stacked it on the other side. Which I prefer. Ooh, there goes the crusher, look.
The men were pushing it.
They were, the men were sort of running along holding their hands, weren't they, on the bed? Ooh, blimey. We can't see it, but that was a big bang, wasn't it? Still hear it. Oh, look, there's another car. Is that George's daddy? He must have been stuck. He wouldn't have been able to get past. Right, come on, rinse your hands after lunch, face.
I want to go outside.
Well, you should go outside in a moment. Just give your hands a little rinse. I can still hear the dustbin truck. Going up around the street, can you? Just
okay, I can hear brum brum.
Alright, have you had enough? Would you like some fruit?
Nothing else.
Nothing else. We'll have some fruit later on this afternoon, shall we?
Mm.
How does that seem?
I can't turn my hands well, can I?
Can't what then?
Turn my hands well.
Can't turn them well? You can turn them fine.
No, I can't. Upside down, I can't.
Oh no, but that's because you're not double jointed like Billy was.
I want to be double jointed.
Right, I'm going to finish my sandwich.
And I'm going to go.
Oh, no, you're not. Just a moment, please. Excuse me.
Why?
Look, that light is working again.
It's not on the disco.
No, it's not. Not now. You thought that was funny, didn't you?
Yeah. I am a light in a disco.
That's an interesting little song then, Thomas. What, were you singing a song about the light?
Mm. I am a light in a disco. I am flashing on and off, pray for the little light, and I flash. I do what.
Oh, excuse me before you give me a kiss. No, you washed your hands, but what have you not wiped? You mucked up. Well, what had you not wiped until you wiped it on my nice clean white blouse? Ha ha! You mess pot.
No book.
Mess pot. Smocky bot. He's a mess pot, so we'll smock his bot. He's a mess pot, so we'll smock his bot. Mess pot, smoky bot.
No,
but mine's so, oh damn it, mine's so fat. And you can't really feel it. This little bum went to market.
No!
This little bum stayed at home.
Yeah.
This little bum had roast beef, and this little bum had none. And this little bum went smack all the way home.
Right. This little bum went to market. This little bum went home. And then, when you want to, where you go?
Oh, no. That's too hard.
You!
Sure, right. Oh, no.
What?
I forgot to put something in the rubbish.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
You. Oh! See if we can catch up with them.
I'm catching up with them. I hope they don't reverse back in our house.
I hope they do, and I shall.
Excuse me.
Parcel. That's the biggest messy thing of all in our house. I forgot to throw it away.
Oh,
right.
I'm glad.
Get down. Are you going to do some tidying up now?
No. They're going to do some looking outside.
Well, can you just wait a few minutes? We've only got a few minutes to
do. Have you really forgot something in the bin?
Yes.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, have you really?
No.
If you had, what would happen?
Well, you know the men giving us a new bin bag.
Yeah.
Because they collected the dirty one.
Yeah.
Well, the new bin bag I should put in the dustbin in a few minutes.
And then
don't go on. Excuse me, don't go on.
The dirty new one.
And then whatever rubbish I'd forgotten to put in the bin, I would be able to put in the new bag.
No, but if the bin truck was smashed up and there were no new ones.
Pardon?
If the bin truck was dead or the trucks were smashed, and how would your rubbish get away?
Well, the bin truck, fortunately, isn't bashed, is it?
If it was.
No, but you were asking me what would happen if I'd forgotten to put some rubbish out. Well, then I would put the rubbish that I'd forgotten into the new bin bag in the dustbin outside, and it would sit there for a whole week and let this Monday when the dustbin men come along.
Away it goes.
Away it goes, and then look. That's the one foot there.
Well, can you turn it up?
That's something my room. We only got down from the table to see the dustbin truck. And I've put the kettle on, which means that from when the kettle sounds.
A truck.
Like a truck or.
Can you put this on?
Just a moment, Thomas. I'm eating my lunch. Now wait. No. You shouldn't have got down
there. I'm just risking the Christmas on.
No. You have to wait. I'm in the middle of eating.
I want new items. I don't think they're hard to put on.
Well, that's only why they're hard to put on. Because you haven't put any socks on. You've got some wellies straight onto the bed. You don't need wellies. Because you've probably got more cheap time. The more you wear them, it's only a little mark, Thomas. If you put them on again,
it stings.
If you put them on again, I can see where that mark was. And we can put a plaster or something on the sandal to stop it running, rubbing. The thing is, with those new sandals, you can adjust the strap. You can adjust the strap so they're never too big or too small for anybody, providing they're the right size foot. You wore them all last summer. Not the same ones, the same make, and they're fine. I don't think you'd get wellies on and off very easily without socks, Thomas. Your sandals are just there. It only takes a moment to pop your feet in those.
I'm glad I've gone then. Why? I'm just feeling wellies on them. Why am I
crying? Why am I so whinging? I don't know. Look, can you see that white pussycat in Kathleen's bedroom window?
No.
Right, you look to the bedroom window up there.
I don't know what you're looking for.
Right. Well,
I see Jack.
That's a white cat. We've got a white cat and a ginger cat.
What's a ginger?
Pardon? Well, the ginger ones aren't there. But the white ones in the window. Last night, when you went to bed, I looked out of your window. And I could see there was a ginger cat sitting outside of their front door, and he looked really fed up, as if to say, for goodness sake, stop watching television and let me in. I'm outside your front door and I want letting in.
There, go. Will Linda be out now?
I don't know, but if she is, Thomas, you don't go shouting over the fence all the time.
No, she's not.
Don't, because listen. I wouldn't be very pleased if I wanted a bit of peace and quiet in the garden and some little boy kept coming up to the top of his slide and shouting. Thomas, don't disturb her, please. Practicing.
Five.
You're five, writing number five? Do you want me to write 1-5 for you to copy?
No, I wouldn't. I'm just going to say, don't copy.
Yes.
I'm leaning on it.
No, can you not look and just concentrate a bit more? Look what you're doing.
I'm just
right, so you've been told not to copy? No, but perhaps you need something to just glance at, darling, every now and again.
No, I don't do it at school. We don't do it at home. No, it's not stuff.
Well, look, just have a glance at the number 5 from the clock.
No, I don't want it. I don't want it. Oh, no.
out.
I don't need any help.
Alright, screw it.
Not hypnosis, I can't do it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Wait, you know, just let me either let me show.
No, I don't. I'm just going to scribble it.
No, you're not. That isn't practicing. That
no,
isn't
I
practicing.
Don't want to do anything.
Get a clean piece of paper.
No,
just...
I'm not going to do any anymore. Can you get me? Nothing, me.
Fair enough. Bye-bye. Grumpy child. Well, I think we better call this an end of the tape because the star of the show is more interested in having a paddy.